This call may be recorded. Press 1 to accept.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going.
Hey, good. So, do you have people you can call? Do you want a number for Matt Adams?
No.
Well, he loves you. Do you want a number for Matt Boer?
No.
Mm-hmm. Do you want a number for Jose Burbo?
No.
Do you want a number for Cam Carlson?
No.
Do you want a number for Thomas Wade?
No. I don't want a number.
You're not going to call somebody? You got a lot of people who love you.
That boy won't answer his phone, by the way.
So, what appointments do you have scheduled this week?
Therapist and a psychiatrist.
Name Fernandina?
No. That's a no. I think we weren't talking, but the group that Honey Lake tried to set me up with somehow found my paperwork, and they called me, and Dr. Kropp never did, so I'm doing that again.
Okay. That's strange about Dr. Kropp.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a little strange.
Did you ever get anything else from him?
No.
Did, like, when you were calling to ask about the referrals, did they say anything about what all you could expect?
What?
I just wonder, don't you wonder if maybe your summary report was rushed because he thought he was doing it in a hurry so they could have it before they discharge you?
Maybe.
And I just wonder if that's different than what he would have done if he hadn't been rushed. And then I wonder, well, are you still going to get the full report that he would have done? Or did this somehow replace it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't know?
No, I don't.
Well, who are you going to see?
Kenneth and somebody.
What?
Hey. One of them, I think, is Kenneth. And the other one is Natasha.
Which is which?
Pretty sure Natasha is the psychiatrist.
Yeah. Okay. Well, do you remember what I asked you to do today?
No.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
Maybe you should have a special notebook for that since you love notebooks so much. Because you didn't ask for your retainer back, did you?
I did not.
And you didn't call the domestic violence hotline?
No.
So it's not likely. No, but it seems like it's not likely that you're going to actually take the time to write down things that Aaron said that were wrong.
I will.
Yeah, but you won't remember to. You often tell me you'll do something, but then you don't do it.
Sorry.
Like file taxes.
I was working on that today.
Oh, that's great.
I don't think I can call that hotline because I'm not feeling well. Do you have a particular hotline you want me to call? Either.
Hey.
Hey. What happened?
I said to beat the kids. Remember. I miss their bedtime because of the time. Huh?
I'm sorry.
How's your dad doing?
I don't know.
Let's see. No, baby. We only have like 4 days. Oh, you're counting. We can. We only have 4 or 5 days for this week. No, baby. We only have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's spring break. That's it. Plates, Simon.
No, you have to go to bed. The only thing you can have is bread and
yep. It's not just presenting hot, it's very hot.
What's that?
Simon. He told me to turn on the oven and he said, Mom, the lights in that, what you're cooking in, are red because it's representing hot. His eyebrows went up like he was real serious. But I said, it's not representing hot. It is hot. And then he laughed.
Daddy. You guys want to FaceTime?
You up to it?
Okay.
Are you up to FaceTime or not?
Sure.
Wait, will it work through this line? Do I need to hang up and call you back?
Huh?
We're not on your regular line. Do I need to hang up and call you back for FaceTime?
Yeah, probably.
Probably should. All right.
Okay.